mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last hour, we talked about genetically modified foods causing major brain problems, autoimmune responses, intestinal problems in humans, rats, you name it. We got into the New Freedom Initiative, forced psychological testing, and forced drugging written up by the drug companies being fought at the state level. Right here at the tip of the spear, as usual, in Texas, the front lines of so many of these initiatives, from toll roads on all the roads, most of the roads, to forced psychological testing, to genetically modified foods. It's all happening here. I'm in an absolute cesspit of enemy activity. Dr. John Breeding will give you his website and tell you about his books coming up. I know we've had a loaded phone line since the start of the broadcast. We're going to continue with some of your calls now and then get back into New Freedom. And then how that dovetails with just almost a wanton self-destructiveness by the establishment, just a brazen disregard, a cavalier, a wanton disregard for the life force of this planet, a wanton destructive chewing at the heart of humanity. With the DU, the genetically modified food, the forced drugging, the grabbing of the children. I mean, this is hell on earth, folks. We have hell trying to be released upon us by the establishment. And if you look at history, that's the norm. Total enslavement, total darkness. We're fighting a new dark age here that's about to dawn if we don't stop it. I'm not joking. David Mastin, Carlos, and Ralph, and Rhonda, and others. Go ahead, David. You're on the air with Dr. Breeding.
Hey, how are you today, Alex?
Good.
And good day to Dr. Breeding as well. I just got today a article off, it's an Associated Press story off Newsday.com, and this sort of ties in to what you've been talking about.
Is that the one where we all need microchips?
Well, the doctors slowly going digital with records. Let me read a couple paragraphs in this. I'll give Dr. Breeding to comment. It's a real short paragraph here. The article's kind of lengthy, but I'll, you know, get it into a synopsis here. It says, Connie Grimstad doesn't need to call her doctor's office when she has a question about the slew of medications she is taking. The 57-year-old homemaker simply delves into her medical records from her home computer. As the medical industry moves slowly to replace its paper files with electronic versions, people like Grimstad are light years ahead of most doctors. She's among about 10,000 Americans who've made the leap with a free online service that permits anyone to create their own electronic personal health.
And now if a doctor takes Medicare or Medicaid, they're forcing them to go onto these systems, and every prescription you get is instantly uploaded to a federal tattletale file. Dr. Breeding?
Yeah, well, you got that nailed. You know, they're also working on the radio frequency ID cards for the high schoolers. The guy who implemented that over in somewhere over towards Houston, you know, is now becoming the superintendent in Dallas as a promotion for what he's done over there. That's definitely happening, you know. And I heard your guest a little while back, Alex, John Rappaport, and I really agreed with him that the sort of the medical and healthcare kind of industry, it really can be seen as kind of the epicenter of this whole control dynamic, you know, because if you can get control of people's bodies and people's minds and get them on these drugs and get them in these systems where you can track all that, you know. So, yeah, that's right on. And I heard you interview that one guy who had gotten a chip, the police chief or whatever.
And then we all need to have it, yeah.
And that we would all need to have it. And so, you know, it's important to have awareness on that.
This is insane, though, because I mean, people are they're conditioned to be so cavalier about this. Aren't they concerned with identity theft? I mean, this is rife.
Well, that's exactly right. It's a conditioning thing, and
they'll implement systems that make there be more identity theft, and their answer will be more control. See, sorry, Dr. Breeding, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you put in a little piece. You start getting used to it, you get more and more acceptable, this idea of intrusion and control and have somebody responsible for your life instead of yourself.
But what's wrong, Dr. Breeding? We just want to make you take a chip. That's normal.
We just want to take care of you.
It's good. Good. Take your chip at gunpoint. You're weird because you're against it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Basically, what we're facing are totally self-centered people, many of whom are also sadistic and enjoy doling out domination and enslavement, who are setting up a high-tech control grid, their own policy reports and documents, laugh about it, call us slaves, I mean, whether it's PNAC or Bezina Brzezinski or CFR documents, and they know 99.99% of us, I mean, maybe one out of a million people actually reads these documents, though that's changing. And it's a total control grid, and we're talking to Dr. Breeding about the new Freedom Initiative now being pushed from Illinois to Texas to New York at the state level to get those federal funds for forced psychological testing, the guidelines written up by the drug companies, how we're fighting it here literally at the front lines of the state of Texas where the feds and the drug companies first concocted this 10 years ago. So the fight's going on in your area right now. This is a big deal. And we're about to go to Carlos, Ralph, Rhonda, Judy, and others. But I didn't know that Dr. Breeding, and I'm honored that he was listening, Dr. Breeding was listening to the show when I had that police chief on a week ago. And the police chief, we re-aired it last Thursday. There were so many requests, you may have heard it then, from Bergen County, a big county, 2 million people in it. And he just says, yeah, I've got the chip, and if they order us to take the chip, I'll enforce it. Taking the chip's good. I mean, that's how crazy and how worshipful of government they've gotten. And he said, that's not Big Brother, the government making us take a chip. You see, 98% of people in major polls are against taking the chip. But when you talk to police chiefs and members of Congress and drug company execs, they're like, no. I mean, I've had the top futurist on from universities and bioethics people. Oh, yes, you're all going to have it. I've had a bunch because you can't hold society back. And Andy Rooney said on 60 Minutes, we all need to be forced to take a chip to prove we're good people. Dr. Breeding, I mean, when the insanity or the just the wanton tyranny is out in the open so calmly being promoted, I mean, can you talk about the psychology of that for us?
Well, yeah, I can try. You know, I see it basically as a culture of denial. It's basically, you know, you get conditioned, you get denied, you get abused, you get neglected, you get this unreal picture, and to protect yourself at a psychological level, you just refuse to see anything that's different. The emperor that has no clothes, you know, the president who's waging war aggressively on the world, you know, and calling it defending America, you know, attacking people who've never attacked America, calling preemptive aggression defensive war, calling the neglect of the Geneva Convention, calling systematic abuse and torture of detainees, calling that necessary defense of America. You know, people are just get first really made afraid, and then really made dependent on somebody else, and then just get to the point where they have so much apathy and so much fear, I think, that they literally cannot see. You know, I think it was Orwell who said, you know, to see what's in front of one's nose requires a constant struggle. Once you give up on the struggle, you don't see anymore.
Well, no, it's true. I mean, the Bible says that people are given over to great delusion. I mean, they give themselves over. And then once you take the plunge, you don't see anything.
You literally do not see. You know, psychologically, there's been very interesting experiments, you know, where they would project images on a screen and then track where the eyes looked. And so they'd project an image of like a Norman Rockwell picture of somebody having dinner, but then somebody in the picture would have a woman would have her breast revealed. A certain percentage of people would describe what they see, and they didn't even see the breast. And then they would track their eyes, and they didn't even look at the breast. But how does that happen? How do they know where not to look? You know, they had to see it on some level, but not look. Just like people have to see that we are torturing people, that we are unnecessarily bombing Iraq and killing all these women and children and et cetera, and creating havoc over there, but they're not going to see it because they cannot face the possibility that they can't trust this president who's going to take care of them and take care of them even more by creating a new freedom initiative that has cradle-to-grave protection, you know.
And then he's ordering the border to stand down, the border patrol to stand down, but saying, take a national ID card, the terrorists are going to get you any second.
People are very confused and afraid, I guess. On the one hand, and on the other hand, there's the small percentage who really do benefit that top 10%.
No, you're right.
Dr. Breeding,
it's not
just what's going on.
It's not just the people out here that are awake to the lie that are fighting for what's decent and honorable. There's also a group of people that know what's going on and parasitically say, "I'm going to join this. I'm going to feed on these idiots."
Yeah, those are the people who when a leader of some foreign country, whether it's Guatemala or wherever, refuses to cooperate, they'll happily assassinate that guy, or in Indonesia or wherever, or Chile or wherever, you know, in order to make sure that they get control of those resources down there. They know very much what's going on.
So there's three groups: the dumbed down mass, the people that are awake and fighting evil, and those that are awake and have made a conscious decision to join it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to let your listeners know that, you know, when we were fighting 470 last month, and I asked y'all to call, and you called, we got feedback from some of these guys down there, particularly in Davis's office. You know, they said, "Who are you calling for? What radio show did you listen to?" You know, and so, you know, it makes a difference, you know.
They got a lot of phone calls, I heard.
They got a lot of calls, and we got at least two or three. I got feedback from two or three people that said, "What radio show was that? How did you find out about this?" So, yeah, it makes a difference.
Well, I hope people called about, because the bill's still there, may pass. In the transportation bill, it's still there to put a transponder in every new inspection sticker next year to start charging you for tolls. It says it in the bill. I mean, folks, if you don't call about this stuff, we can't help you. We'll give that number out before you leave, so folks be ready for that, for the Texas legislature. And this affects all of you nationwide, even in Canada, Mexico, worldwide this is happening. Same program, so when we give those numbers out again, please call. But right now, Carlos in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Carlos.
Well, Dr. Beatty was talking about tyranny, various methods that the Illuminati used to impose theory, of course, is psychological testing of the teenagers in high schools, where they're going to set the parameters for mental health, and of course they're going to find many of them obviously insane.
If a 14-year-old says he feels anxious often, oh, drug them. Who doesn't feel anxious when you're 14?
Exactly. So they're going to drug them and create a bunch of zombies, which is what they need for this upcoming New World Order, which is going to be mostly zombies, dumbed down people.
There's two benefits. One is dumbing down the people, and the other is filling the coffers of the corporate controllers, you know, so that they can continue to then feed the politicians with their lobbying money double benefit.
In 2002, there was a big Pentagon report called the Marshall Report, and he's like a 90-something-year-old futurist, looks like Dr. Evil. And it was in Wired Magazine and Reuters, and he said, within 10 years, it won't be what our weapons are, but what drugs we're on. They're creating a huge market of people for these psychotropic drugs, and now they have super drugs that don't affect two chemicals, but three or four chemicals. They're going to totally addict the troops and have drug addicts that have to be in the military to get their goods. Dr. Breeding?
Well, that's exactly right. All these drugs are very addictive and dangerous, and they do cause damage in the physical bodies, and obviously in the character, you know, because they divorce you from yourself, they put you in an altered state, put you in a dependent state. That's exactly right. And at the same time, the big profit points are the corporate pharmaceutical industries, which pretty much then dictate social policy and economic policy. So
basically, we're going to have the police and the military on steroids, on bizarre psychotropics, very addictive, amnesiacs, you name it. Carlos, anything else?
Yes, and you know, another way to impose tyranny is, of course, by creating all the divisions within people. Here in L.A., where I live, all the high schools, now there's many high schools where there's clashes between Latinos and blacks, and of course that's created by the Illuminati, creating the illegal immigration problem throughout the world by using the IMF, the World Bank, to bankrupt African nations, Latin nations, by using the School of the Americas to create terrorism in Latin America, Africa, and forcing all those people to come here, all these divergent people with all different cultures coming in here. And now they're setting us one against the other, and that's going to be a real mess. In L.A., it's a mess now in the high schools.
Well, I mean, this is their plan, and I commend you for seeing it. That's why we've got to reach out to everybody and come together against the globalists.
That's beautifully said, Carlos. You know, we need to stand shoulder to get to shoulder. We need to refuse to take it out on each other and to focus our energies on the real dynamic. And so keep sharing that vision, because you said it very well.
Well, one thing we have to be very aware of is we cannot fight each other. We have to fight the source, the real cancer, which is the New World Order, the World Bank, the IMF, all these institutions that are bankrupting all these countries that are forcing millions of people in here.
Carlos, is that there's about a half a dozen national leaders in South and Central America right now who are all at the same time thumbing their nose to Bush World and to the World Bank, and It's shaking them. You know, they can assassinate one or two at a time, but when you get six or eight or ten backed by their people, you know, where you've got Brazil, Argentina, Ecuador, Uruguay, Bolivia, Venezuela, all these countries are saying, hey, no, we're not going to keep giving you all our resources. We're not going to agree to those terms. We're not going to let you impoverish our whole country so that your industry can take 90% of our resources. It's very exciting that all these other places are standing up to this.
It is. And they call them communists, which isn't true. The globalists created communism and control it. No. It's just total propaganda. Carlos, great points, my friend. Take care. Ralph, Rhonda, Judy, others, your calls are coming up. We'll get into to genetically modified food, back into New Freedom. We'll get into DU. We'll get into all of it and just prove this culture of death for what it is, an abomination.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. You know, we sound like cows in a pen braying as they go down the chute into the slaughterhouse, and we watch humanity being fed into this meat grinder, and we are upset, but we're not dumb animals, ladies and gentlemen. We have a mind, we have a soul, we have a heart, we have guts, and we can stand up against this NWO. We've got to do it. I mean, it is threatened by independence, by liberty, by creativity, by love. And I don't fight the New World Order because I hate them, though I do hate them. I do it because I love my family, and we're going to go to Ralph and Rhonda and Judy here in just a moment. But Dr. Breeding, I mean, it does seem that we've gone off the deep end. I mean, things are really accelerating. What's your prognosis for the next 5 years? I mean, what do you see happening?
Well, what I've had to deal with on a personal level, Alex, for the last couple of years, is just kind of confronting on a deeper level, you know, the reality of the most destructive civilization in the history of the world. You know, you're known by your fruit, and the fruit is pretty rotten. You know, we've got major environmental debacles going on. We've got people being drugged right and left, like we're talking about. We've got you know, social justice kind of just totally thrown out the window. We've got this imperialistic kind of effort that's sustaining a way of living for the privileged few in the world, you know, at the expense of our brothers and sisters all over the world. You know, I used to talk a lot about the need to protect our children from all these toxic influences like drugs and certain immunizations and certain foods and certain medias and this and that, you know. But now I talk about the fact that, you know, what's really at stake is whether our children even have a future. You know, whether my little ones and your little ones, you know, will even have a future. And it's dependent on the kind of action that you're trying to foment. You know, it's dependent on enough people waking up, you know, to put a halt to what's going on with the current controllers of the world, and to be prepared to kind of step in when things collapse. So I used to kind of struggle with trying to find hope, and now I struggle with kind of trying to go beyond hope and hopelessness and just be able to see fully what's going on and still have the energy to tell the truth about it, and still have the energy to,
well, that's well said,
have joy and happiness with my children when I'm with them. And so
that's well said, Dr. Breeding. I mean, that seems to be what the guest after guest, the conclusion they come to. But if we weren't here doing this, if you, the listeners, weren't there doing what you're doing, things would be unarguably much, much worse. But at the same time, it's almost like there's two worlds. I see the awakening bigger and growing faster than ever before, but the mainstream media and the so-called dominant culture continues this illusion that nobody's waking up, nobody's involved, there is no hope. I think tuning out to a great extent from their propaganda is a key, but also at the same time, we have to realize that we are leaders and have a job. But I was talking to Jeff Rentz last week about the depleted uranium. I mean, the government's own documents, they knew it was billions of years of half-life. They knew it would kill the troops. They knew it would destroy Iraq forever and areas of Serbia and Afghanistan, but they still use it. They know it blows over here and their children breathe it. It's almost like it's a wanton self-destructiveness.
That's just so sad and so outrageous, and you're right. The depleted uranium, what we're doing to that country and to ourselves by extension, you know, I mean, this whole mindset, it's like what Carlos was saying, this whole mindset that there's a them and an us and we can destroy them without destroying ourselves, you know, it's just not true at the level of the fact that we breathe the same air, that we take in the same toxins, that where we sow hate, it comes back at us. You know, it's got to be what you said, it's got to be driven ultimately by an energy of loving, you know, your family, and ultimately getting that everybody's our family, but it's not in the sense of a new world order that we control everybody. It's in the sense that we're all in this together, and what's good for you is good for me. But as far as your view and on the basic evil dynamic that drives those kind of decisions and actions, I think it is a wanton self-destruction. It's one thing for an individual to do that, because I believe that when people are so out of balance ethically and so divorced from their true nature, their soul, whatever you want to call it, that they do self-destruct. And that's one thing for a petty theft thiever to get themselves caught by making some stupid mistake and sabotage themselves, but there's just so much more at stake, you know, when you're talking about the levels of depleted uraniums and the levels of genetically modified organisms and the levels of New Freedom Commission.
They want to punish themselves, and they're doing it, and they're punishing us along with them because we deserve it, I guess. We haven't done enough to stop it.
And the hell of it is that we have to save them in order to save ourselves, and that's a tough job.
Ralph and Rhonda and Judy and others, your calls are straight ahead when we get back. We will talk about genetically modified organisms as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Total power, total control at any cost. Drunk with it. The New World Order is. They must be defeated. And we have to defeat the hate that's in ourselves, the self-centeredness that keeps us from spending time fighting the New World Order. A little voice that tells us there's nothing we can do. We can't affect change. It's a fraud. Ralph, Rhonda, Judy, and John, we're going to go to your calls here in a moment and get back into New Freedom, give out those phone numbers. Also, I want to get into all the genetically modified foods and all the new evidence coming out of just how deadly it is and how the industry's own internal trials, as usual, decades ago, they knew full well what it would do, just like aspartame and sodium fluoride and everything else. Poison for you and your family. But before we do that, my new film, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, full title, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State is out. 3 hours long, ladies and gentlemen, a mini-series, My Tour de Force, my best work ever, covers the latest developments with the police states, the FEMA camps, the hover blimps, the sound cannons being used against the American people. And we spend an hour on 9/11 and how the globalists engineered those attacks with all the details, all the facts, all the proof. It's painful, but it's the facts. And then a full hour on the ideology, the mindset, the philosophy Our world leaders want us to be atheists, want us to be agnostics, but when you study them, they believe in the devil. This is the facts. Even if you're an atheist out there and don't believe in God, which I think is foolish, folks, the leaders of this world, they do believe in God. They do believe in good and evil. They do believe in the dark side. That's what they like. Do as thou wilt. Focus on yourself. And then they manifest it by literally worshiping these idols. The Order of Death that Hitler was a member of was also had a chapter in the U.S., several chapters. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. We have all the mainstream news articles, the documents, the experts, the witnesses. I run into the Karl Rove of four administrations, Mr. New World Order himself. And David Gergen, he gets very angry. I say, what about the rituals? None of your business. I'm a member. I'm not going to talk about it. Oh, you're the man that infiltrated. Bleep, bleep, bleep. I mean, the film is so important. You need to have this video. Toll-free number. Truth is Stranger Than Fiction. Toll-free number to get it. They can tell you about all the other specials and the plots of the films and what they cover. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I also carry both of John Breeding's books, and you save $10 if you get both of them together. They're both excellent. Get into the forced drugging and the real psychology of children, and just great information. 1-888-253-3139. One of the books, of course, is The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses. It's the same website he's got. You can get it there as well. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then don't forget that coming up on June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd, now only 10 and a half days away, I'll be having a double showing of the downtown Alamo Draft House, 7 and 10 p.m., of the film. We'll show the main film itself, not the extras. We'll show the two-hour, 35-minute film, and I'll have a question and answer at the end of it. A 7 and a 10 p.m. showing, Alamo Draft House, downtown Austin on Colorado Street, plenty of parking in the area. And then, of course, the next week, Wednesday, June 8th, Alamo Draft House on South Lamar, their new, really nice theater. I'll be posting some photos of that today. I went and saw a movie there last night with my wife. And so that'll be at 8 o'clock, a single showing. Don't wait to get your tickets at the door, though you can still do that. We're selling a lot of these online. Go to Infowars.com, link through to the safe, secure shopping cart at the Alamo Draft House website, and get your tickets today. And they got a full menu, from pizzas and hamburgers down to gourmet meals. I mean, it's a really nice theater. And they've got a really nice chef who I met yesterday there with a new and expanded menu. And so it's a great place. Eat at your table while you watch the film. Meet like-minded people. I'll have my books and videos there. Friday, June 3rd, Alamo Draft House downtown. And Wednesday, June 8th, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up for 15 cents a day and watch all the films online right now. And that is how you support the broadcast and support the websites and what we're doing. Going back to Dr. Breeding, let's briefly get into New Freedom for a few minutes, then go back to calls, then get into the genetically modified foods, new info, new major studies breaking there, even the industry's own studies they tried to keep secret. But again, New Freedom, tip of the spear, Texas legislature, forced drugging, forced psychological testing. We defeated three bills a month and a half ago. Now they've introduced more bills. Tell us about it.
House Bill 2572, sponsored by Representative Vicki Truitt. We need to call her office to let her know that we do not want that Senate Committee 1 New Freedom language on her bill, that she needs to take a stand on this. Vicki Truitt, 512-463-0690, 512-463-0690. And it occurred to me while I was listening to you, Alex, that kind of the attitude for the call is kind of like, forgive them, they know not what they do, you know, like, you know, if you only knew what you were doing, now you would not do this, you know, put our children and our old people and everybody at risk and in the hands of big pharma and psychiatry. Also, we need to call a couple of senators, Kyle Janik, the sponsor of this committee, substitute amendment number one, 512-463-0117, 512-463-0117.
And then there's also the committee chairman.
Jane Nelson, 512-463-0112. 512-463-0112.
And Texas and Illinois, again, are the main front lines of this. It's being introduced in a bunch of other states as well. Dr. Breeding has been traveling the country for a decade fighting this stuff.
Texas
and now
is a front line. Texas is where the drug company really got this thing in place with TMAP, the Texas Medication Algorithm Project, which is the same forces that were behind the New Freedom Commission. Basically, it's a cradle-to-the-grave access to the citizens of this country to be supposedly screened, which means more and more people
ordered onto drugs. Let's go to some calls, and I want to get into the genetically modified food scandal. Let's talk to Ralph in North Carolina. Ralph, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Okay, I'll tell you what's really going on. You got all this stuff. The Lord said, such as the days of Noah, and you got the last generation of kids, they're all on all these drugs and so forth. But the problem is the families themselves need to put Jesus in their life. And if they don't, this is the consequence.
But no, you're absolutely right. People have forgotten.
The mental health system is nothing run but by the devil himself. You might as well say devil worshipers or whatever. The majority of the people who run that are in New Age or they're in some kind of satanic worship. And they use the experimental drugs to.
Well, let's be clear. I have studied the globalist. I have looked. I have the documents that the Order of Death is a Nazi organization that believes in Lucifer. Let me stop you. I mean that literally. When I say it, they really do believe in it.
And where does it go all the way back to? You know, Hitler was a Roman Catholic, okay, and he studied the Jesuit order. So you might as well say that. That he got all his ingenuity from the Jesuits. So the Jesuits were running the whole show.
Well, there's another connection here in that one of the belief systems that really undergirded the Nazi dynamic was the belief system in genetic determination,
social Darwinism,
and so that you had the so-called eugenics. You know, you had the life unworthy of living kind of rationale, so that you would put to death those who were considered defect or considered an inferior gene or race.
Because we love them. We're helping them.
Right. And their program was modeled after the sterilization laws here in the United States.
Margaret Sanger.
In Davenport and those guys, the Eugenics Record Office in the United States. And there was a strong connection. The Germans
and
really liked
what we were
doing.
And there you were a few months ago.
The important thing is that modern day, we heard the psychiatrist a few months ago here in Texas. You know, the modern day belief that children's problems, that adults' problems are due to biological or genetic defects and we need drugs is the same belief system that drove the Nazi dynamic.
Yep. Ralph, thanks for the call.
Okay.
But listen, on top of this, understand, folks, there's no real medical testing. They just say we put over two-thirds of them on it because they're genetically defect.
It's a pseudoscience. It's a belief system that really is more like a faith dynamic, or really, but it's a control dynamic. It's basically a belief system that's put out as fact. There's no evidence that any of these children or anybody who has a problem that's routinely seen by psychiatrists has a specific physical or chemical abnormality that's called a drug. It's a propaganda system. There is no specific chemical imbalance. There is no neurological disorder. There is no bad gene. It's false data. And so anybody who's kind of caught up,
well, they're not even doing a test,
needs to look at it and say, well, God, you mean that might not be true? No, it's not.
Let's take another call. Rhonda in Missouri. Thanks for holding, Rhonda.
Well, what I think's interesting, good afternoon, gentlemen. Bless you both. I think what's interesting is they tried to sell the New Freedom Initiative, what selling was done, because most people have never even heard of it, as a way to head off problems before they happen. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they want to start with pregnant mothers and go into the homes and do home interviews with pregnant mothers and screen the mothers for mental illness and follow the baby right away for potential problems.
And that's a CPS fishing expedition.
Cradle to grave.
A couple months ago, my nephew came marching home from school with this paper. It's called an informed consent disclosure statement. says you're being asked to participate in a group activity to help a psychology student develop his skills. They're going to videotape the group. They'll be reviewed by the course instructor.
Yeah, they use that as a lot of covers. I've also been aware of that.
Yeah, and it's my sister, down at the very bottom in small print, of course. Of course, at the top it says how all confidential, you know, it's all confidential, of course. Down at the bottom it says, however, there are legal exceptions to the right. We must divulge this information when ordered by a court or the counselor or supervisor.
Or if we find evidence of mental illness, we must report it.
Right, or child abuse or whatever.
So it's, see, again, they admit it's a fishing expedition at the bottom. Dr. Breeding?
Well, it's just tragic. I mean, I'm a psychologist, you know, so I'm speaking of the devil here, you know. But the sad fact is that the psychiatric and psychological system, the mental health system, is driven by this belief and dynamic that supports the basic fishing expedition, the basic idea of looking for people who need these drugs. And it's a marketing arm for pharma that has a whole belief system that justifies it. And so the problem is that access to kids means that a greater and greater percentage of them gets labeled and diagnosed.
And when they have a captive.
And they get on drugs.
And when they have a captive audience, over two-thirds of them are put on drugs.
Captive audience in the schools, captive audience in these other social service programs, captive audiences in nursing homes. Every one of these systems, whether it's foster care, over two-thirds, nursing homes, it's over 50% of our elders are put on these drugs. Wherever there's a captive audience,
you know,
right.
My nephew, he's not even in a what you would call an at-risk category. He's an A student. He's a good athlete. He's a nice young man. My sister didn't send this back, and a couple of days later, he came home with another little typed-out letter. What I thought was interesting about this falls right in line with what Charlotte Iserby has been telling us about the group mindset, because in this other little paragraph, it's a 10-line paragraph, and it has the word group.
Your son will be excluded because of this.
Well, she went up to the principal of the school because I said, you know, Shelly, it's probably not just good enough. He wanted to do it because they get out of class and they get cookies and Kool-Aid out in the trailer where they're going to be doing this little group videotaping. Yeah, they're bribing them.
And again, what they do at the university is they tell all the graduate students, we've got a federal grant for this. This is your graduate student work. Go out and do this. I guarantee it's going on all over your state.
Yeah, she told him. She sent my nephew down and said, you know, Jake, you don't understand. They could take what you say, twist it, whatever. So she went up to the principal. And she said, I don't want my son participating in this. If I find that anybody outside the school is talking to my son about anything that don't have to do with schoolwork, I'm going to sue you, sue the school district, and whoever else is involved. And she said, and I don't want him treated any different than anybody else because he's not going
to. Good for her. We need more people like that. You know, we need more people. We have a declaration on our website, wildestcults.com, you know, that's basically a declaration of refusal. It's for people like that who say, I absolutely refuse to cooperate with any of this kind of dynamic. Because what they do is they override consent. They do a thing where you don't have to give consent, but you can not refuse consent, but it's kind of assumed that you give it if you don't hear otherwise. There's just.
Well, that's exactly why I told her to go, she should go up there, because down where it says for her, has for her to sign, it has participant, which is my nephew, and then it has witness, and in parentheses it says parent or guardian. I said, you know, when he's in their government, in the public school system, they are his guardian. And they might say, well, he wanted to do it, and we just.
Well, again, they're just introducing this. They're just introducing this now. Rhonda, I'd like to see a copy of that. You can black out the names, but I am familiar with this. When I was a senior in high school, they had, quote, graduate students in there. They took the whole school. This is long before 95, you know, when it supposedly started in Texas. They hook you up with electrodes. Nobody told my parents. This happened to everybody. They'd have you watch computer screens, take these big tests to, quote, decide what you should be. And it was really part of, you know, the Goals 2000, kind of the European model of deciding what you'll be and doing psychological tests. And I remembered that some of my friends were, quote, recommended that they go to a psychologist or psychiatrist because they saw some danger signs. So this was going on before 95.
Yeah, it's just being escalated big time and systematized. And
Good and evil is not a fight.
That's great what she did, and we need that's why we need to keep empowering each other and parents and others, you know, because you really can go up to the school and make that statement because ultimately, you know, you can also just take your child out of the school and,
we've been working on that, too.
Yeah, Rhonda, finish what you were going to say.
I said, good and evil is not a fight. It's a choice. And it was, when I thought of it as a fight, it was scary to me. And now that I see that it's a choice, it's much more empowering.
It's like a young person who refuses to fight in Iraq. You know, it's like once you refuse to fight, you win. Whatever you do, the worst they can do to you if you're already in the military is they can court-martial you and put you in jail for a year. Although they're having trouble even winning that, in what I'm seeing, you know. But the point is that just by the fact of refusing to participate and cooperate in that dynamic, you have already won. You know, and we're not victims. We're not powerless.
Well, here's an example. And there's countless examples. 3 years ago, they ordered all healthcare workers, 11 million, including police and firemen, to take the smallpox shot, and 99%+ said no, and so their whole program fell apart. I mean, there's so many examples of people just saying no.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
All right, Rhonda, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Dr. Brady, when we get back, I want to talk about genetically engineered foods, just to go to the, you know, the mentality of they know it's destructive, but they still put it out there.
Okay.
And I want to get your take on that, and then talk to Judy and John and others. Talking to Dr. John Breeding, and the website, Dr. Breeding, is wildestcults.com.
Sir.
Wildestcults.com. How many people signed your petition?
Well, we're approaching about 10,000 now.
Well, that's great, and I know you're out there fighting this hard. We commend you. So, folks, go to his website and get on board to fight the globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Independent, rats' internal organs, blood altered by GM corn. Monsanto's own studies and major studies funded by the British government that were pro-GM foods found 6 years ago There's even older studies that it caused major problems, not just in their blood, but in their brains. Their immune systems had been damaged, or that a disorder such as a tumor had grown and the system was mobilizing to fight it. All sorts of bizarre problems. And now all these new studies are coming out, and we're finding that old studies, that they knew this. So we're not talking about crossing some plant with another plant. We're talking about mixing human and insect and other animal genes in with it to where animals won't even eat the corn, won't eat the grains, won't eat the canola. Dr. Breeding, I mean, if animals won't eat something, just off the bat, if they can smell with their noses that are their olfactory nerves that are in some cases 1,000 times more powerful than ours, I mean, what are they smelling that we don't smell?
Well, you've said it very well a while ago when you talked about anti-life. You know, that means disconnecting from life, you know, disconnecting from the obvious truth that, you know, all life, you know, plant life, animal life, human life, at least at a physical level, you know, is completely interconnected, you know. I mean, at a physical level in terms of our bodies, which is the temple of our soul, you know, it's called... We operate with it from the same dynamics as those animals do, you know. And if it's toxic to other life forms, it's toxic to us, you know. It's just a very, very perverted kind of control dynamic.
The sperm counts are plunging, cancer is exploding. All the numbers are coming in. But the big environmental groups, they're funded by the same people just to grab private property. Meanwhile, they're doing more genetic engineering, more dumping of toxic waste. And the environmental groups aren't too concerned about that, Dr. Breeding.
Well, it's mixed. You know, there are some environmental groups that really are concerned, and then there's some others that aren't. And there's certainly a subset that is put forward that specifically caters to what the corporate world wants them to say. And those, even though they're in the minority, they're given equal time in the name of so-called balanced journalism. It's a pretty severe setup, you know. There are a lot of people who are environmentally aware. And then
the average person is environmentally concerned, so all of our energies get co-opted by groups that just want to control private property.
That's right. That's the dynamic, and so that's why your little program, not little program, but your idea that one part is to wean yourself off of Main Street Press and only use that as a tracking system to be aware what the propaganda is, reach out to get alternative information, and thirdly, connect to life inside of yourself and in the world around you with the children, with the other than human, I call it the other than human or more than human world, you know, and get over this idea that we are disconnected, you know, but the food thing, it's awful what Monsanto's done, you know, it's awful what they've done to other countries, it's awful what they've done to agriculture in this country. It's awful what they're doing to the human experience and the human body. It's side by side with Eli Lilly and the other pharmaceutical industries, you know, these corporate entities that...
They're evil twins.
They're evil twins, you know, and they operate based on the fact that they've established control.
Well, they want to create a monopoly, and that's why they're coming out with all these plants that are taking over everything in their own subspecies, and then when they corrupt and pollute your fields, they then come take your property saying you stole their genetics, even when they admit they contaminate you.
So the people that go out in the fields and pull the roots off these crops are in the same parallel with the woman who just called and her sister that went and got in the school's face. You know, it is time for active kind of disobedience, active refusal to comply with all these different things. You got it, man.
Well, they don't have genetically engineered food in Europe because the farmers rioted.
Yeah.
Dr. Breeding, I know you spent an hour and a half with us.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go, man. I really appreciate you having me on and helping us with this, and I'll keep you posted.
You bet, my friend. Take care.
All right.
We're going to start the third hour. We're going to go right to Judy and John and many others and a bunch of other news. Big news blitz coming up. Stay with us.